And it's well known that Yom Yerushalayim began a period of incredible interest by Israelis and all kinds of Jews around the world into Judaism, Jewishness. Being Jewish was no longer something from past generations, from the ghetto, from thousands of hundreds and thousands of years ago. It was now something that was relevant. It was something that was worth looking at if you had not looked at it previously. And in a sense, it's hard for us living in this period of time to appreciate what a transformation it made for so many Jews, how much better off the Jewish world is than it was beforehand. But for those who experienced the before and after, they testified to the fact that you can see the profound difference that it was made, how Jews viewed themselves, the level of Jewish pride, the level of Jewish pride in our tradition. This is something that we have to appreciate. So when we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim this year, we shouldn't just think about the incredible miracles that took place at that period of time in 1967. We should understand the profundity of the transformation that this made in our spiritual existence. On Yom Ha'atzmaut, we went from being a downtrodden nation that was kicked around and persecuted to being an independent nation that can stand on its own two feet and stand proudly. But on Yom Yerushalayim, we became something more than that. Not just an independent nation, not just a nation of new Jews who are not going to take rubbish from anybody. We became proud Jews, but proud of our heritage, of our religious heritage, of our spiritual heritage, of our connection with Hashem, of our connection to Yerushalayim. And for all these things, we should sing praise to Hashem, say Hallel, and show our appreciation for what Hashem has done for us and that He has brought us back to our homeland, not just our physical homeland, as in you're from Yom Ha'atzmaut, but our spiritual homeland as well. And please God, may we all see, as the Jewish people develop in our spiritual homeland, that the ultimate redemption taking place in Zion, in our homeland that Hashem has given us. And on that note, thank you for joining me, wishing you Shabbat Shalom and Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.